Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. The spring weather is warming up and flowers are everywhere. Navigate over to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to make reservations and head to the garden. As you walk toward the entrance, the front garden is full of wildly blooming spotted aloe, a wonderfully hardy aloe whose blooms last a long time. While there are a few aloes with spots, this one is a variety of aloe greatheadii, which is named after Dr. Greathead, who collected this plant from South Africa in 1903. Up the walkway, see the magenta blooms of the rock purslane. This riot of color is nearly iridescent and waves gently in the breeze 2 to 3 feet above the tidy gray-green rosettes of the drought-tolerant plant. There's another bed inside the garden at the tram stop. Weaving your way into the garden past the koi pond, if you haven't yet seen the Japanese water iris, this may be your last chance for this year. This striking iris and sata hybrid is spectacular and leads the way into the fuchsia garden. Just ahead, see if you can see the lovely hanging fuchsia hybrid Blue Angel. This bloom is white over double blue-violet petals and helps to show off the diversity of the fuchsia family. There are so many beautiful colors and combinations. See the angel earrings line of plants, too. Some are a medium flower of hot red sepals over simple dark purple petals, but there's also a lovely white version that has the sweetest pink stripes. Then look for the hybrid Voodoo. Originally introduced in 1953, the striking hot red with double purple flowers remains a favorite even today. Also look for Smoky and Lovely, a beautiful flower with a long creamy peach tube and sepals, then much darker salmon-colored petals. As you leave the fuchsia house, notice the Deakea frigida. The 120 or so plants in the Deakea family are bromeliads, but differ in that they form a strong root system and the plants will re-bloom instead of dying after they bloom. Hence, the mound gets bigger and bigger each year, shooting up a forest of beautiful golden blooms to feed the bees. If you walk around Palm Circle, take a look at the newly planted petunias. These dramatic dark purple blooms have a lovely scent and belong to a hybrid line known as Headliner. These deep blue purple with the white spots are known as Night Sky. Walking into the pollination garden from the promenade, you're greeted by the lovely yellow columbine that stands tall on the right side. There are more columbine hybrids planted in the Bohannon Rose Garden. Then see if you can spot the Santa Barbara milk vetch, also known as rattle pod. It is endemic to southern and Baja California. It is also one of only two known host plants for the endangered Palos Verdes blue butterfly. It has creamy colored flowers that turn into papery seed pods filled with seeds. These will bloom from February through June, so both flowers and developing pods can be seen on the plants along the left side of the walk. Another showstopper you can see here and in the bulb bed in the amphitheater meadow is the pretty in pink Clarkia ungulata. Named after Clark from the famous exploring duo of Lewis and Clark, it is endemic to California's woodland habitat. This is also a great week to admire the cobweb thistle, the sticky monkey flower, fragrant sweet peas, and then the penstemon and rock roses in the beds nearest to Dottie's. There are different rock rose bushes along Alpine Loop that are larger and have hotter pink blooms. Interestingly, the beautiful white Camellia japonica hybrid in the corner of the Staghorn Shade Garden is still blooming, and around the corner, if you head around the back of Dottie's, see the California buckeye tree in the native garden that's blooming. You may also recognize many other varieties of sticky monkey flower here. At the bottom of the cactus collection, see the Pseudobombax ellipticum, or shaving brush tree, is blooming before the leaves bud out. Then if you walk down behind the rose garden, you'll notice the interestingly braided foliage from the paperwhite meadow there. By braiding the leaves, the garden remains neat, and once the leaves die back, strengthening the bulbs for next season, they are easily cleared away. If you get down to the overlook, see the lovely lemony yellow mounds of Calliophus drummondii. Also known as shrubby primrose or Texas sundrop, this drought-tolerant evergreen wildflower can brighten up any sunny spot. There's a bit of a correction to last week's blog. There are more blackberry sparkler coffea plants in the garden than just in the Soar Pavilion. If you walk up the promenade as you return to the exit, you'll find them on the right side between a couple of whale tongue agaves. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.